Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, let us not dislove in what we say, our words, and in our tongue, our talk, but in deed and in truth. Another translation says, let us stop just saying we love people. Let us really love them and show it by our actions. You know, there's so many times that people, especially when they've been caught doing something they shouldn't be doing, they keep saying, I love you, I love you. No, really, I love you. And yet their actions are screaming, I don't. Like one fellow said about another particular situation, he said, your actions are talking so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. Right? I love you, but I'm hurting you. No. Not just love. And so many times people think if they open their mouth and say, I love you, that's it. They've done it. No. It's okay to tell people you love them. That's good. That's fine. But there needs to be more action than there is talk. And what action did he just get through talking about? The action of giving. The action of giving. Well, I see we're all having fun this morning again. We're all excited about this, aren't we? Can you stay hooked with me just a little bit longer here this morning? Can the Lord commanded us to do something? You want to do it, don't you? How many believe it's the key to a happy life, a full of joy life? And it's key to our families staying together. Our kids growing up right. Missing, avoiding all the pitfalls that so many people are destroyed by. There's a reason why he told us to keep this command. It's beyond what we understand. How many areas it protects us in. How many areas it guards us, safeguards us, helps us. If I love you like he told me to, and you love me like he told you to, we're going to keep the devil out.
Amen.
The door's going to stay closed.
Yes.
He's not going to be given the opportunities that other people that are yielding to the flesh, yielding to selfishness, are giving him. The Lord knew what he was doing. When among all the other things he could have told us and given us as the New Testament commandment, this is the one he chose and said, I command you to do this. Why? He's always looking out for our good. You keeping the command of love is going to ensure that you are protected and that you are blessed. You. So we're going to do it. Look at this again. Let us not love in what just in word or in tongue, but indeed in truth. The English version says love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love which shows itself in action. So how do we keep the love command? Well, we don't just talk it. We do it. Action. Somebody say action. Go to 2 Corinthians. The 8th chapter. Action. Not just talking love, showing love, demonstrating love, acting. Now you can't meet everybody's needs. You are not the provider. And you don't need to be led by somebody pulling on you. So how do I apply this? Very simple. Led by the Spirit. He makes something known to you and prompts you to do it. You don't just talk a good talk. Now it's time to act. He makes something known to you and puts it within the power of your hand to do something about it. You know it, don't you? You know it when God's dealing with you and prompting you. How many know when that comes up like that and you've checked your heart and you know it's right, it's time to quit talking and do it. Do it. Take care of it. And enjoy it while you're doing it. 2 Corinthians 8. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. You know, I'm moving too quick. You got 2 Corinthians 8? Hold that. Go back to 1 John. 1 John 4. Hold your place of 2 Corinthians 8 so we can just turn right there. Chapter 3 said, don't just love in word, but in deed and truth, action. Look at verse 4. Did Jesus do that? Did he just love in talk or did he love in action? No question about it. And the reason I'm saying this is because he told us to love how? As he has loved. How did he love us and how does he love us? He doesn't just yell from heaven every day, don't forget, I love you. Well, no, he'll tell you that he loves you. But even more importantly, how many know he proved it? He proved it beyond any shadow of a question or doubt, and he still proves it. Every day, 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse, in this was manifested the love of God toward us. The love of God was demonstrated toward us because God sent. He did something. He sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. Didn't just love us and say something. He loved us and sent. Sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. God so loved us that he did something. We love each other. What will we do? We'll do something. Won't just talk. We'll do. God has proven his love for us. Romans 5:8, don't turn there, but Romans 5:8 in the NIV says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Can you do something for people that don't like you? That have spoken against you? That have hurt you? Can you do something for them? An act of love. Somebody say, acts of love. Oh, we're getting somewhere now. Acts of love. We talked about this last week. Love is not what so many people refer to when they call love. They love pizza. They love their car. They love this movie. They love that. And I love you. I need you. You know, I love you. Tell me your name. Can you love? What do you mean you love them? You don't even know them. Well, what are they calling love? They're calling desire. Look, I desire you. They think desire is love. No. Love is a decision, a choice to act by faith. Somebody say a choice. By faith. You choose to do it, and you do it by faith. And you can feel completely the opposite while you're doing it. We've learned how to walk by faith concerning the healing of our bodies. We know if we've got symptoms, we don't just lay down and go, well, I'm sick. I feel sick. I look sick. They said I'm sick. I'm sick. We've learned to resist it and go, no, I call my body healed in the name of Jesus. And talk healed and think healed and act healed. We've learned with our finances. Just because you got bills and the money's not there, you don't go, well, I'm poor. That's it. I'm poor. Look poor, feel poor. They say I'm poor. I'm poor. We've learned that the Bible said, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor so that through his poverty you might be rich. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. He supplies all our needs so we're able to look at the needs, look at the bills, look at the lack and go, no, I call every need met. I call every bill paid. I'm rich in Jesus. I'm rich. And he can resist those symptoms just like you would physical symptoms. Well, we need to do the same thing with symptoms of selfishness. Symptoms of self-centeredness. Symptoms of holding a grudge and unforgiveness. Even though you feel hard towards someone, you can choose to do an act of love. And that's keeping the commandment. You don't have to feel warm and fuzzy toward everybody to keep the commandment. In fact, you're walking in love the strongest when you don't feel that way. You feel like backhanding them.
Yes.
And telling them what to do.
Yes.
You feel like going behind their back and doing to them what they did to you. You feel like jerking the rug out from under them, hurting them, saying, hey, now what does that feel like? Give you a taste of your own medicine. You feel like doing that, the enemy can bring plans to you of how to do it. But you can say, no, I am commanded. I am commanded of the Master to love them. I don't feel like it, don't even want to from my flesh, but I choose to. I choose to love them. See, not feel warm and fuzzy, to love them. What's love? Love is an act, a choice to act in faith for their good. For their betterment. And how many have found that have practiced this some, if you keep doing that, your feelings will change. Your feelings will change. But it can't just be talk. It's got to be action. Did you find 2 Corinthians 8 then? Has the Lord proven to us His love? That's what we saw. In this, the love of God has been manifested, has been demonstrated while we were sinners, while we were His enemies. He acted in love toward us. God gave His only begotten Son. Jesus gave of Himself. Proved it. Proved it. And how many know He ever lives today to make intercession for us? At the right hand of majesty on high, He's proving to us every day that He loves us. Proving to us. Proving to us. It's not just talk.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Prove It, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106K. That's R1106K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.